Title: State Attorney's General Pen Letter to OCR Advocating for Greater Privacy Protection of Reproductive Healthcare Information. Content: On June 16, 2023, nearly half of the state attorneys general, 1, penned a letter, the letter, to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office for Civil Rights, OCR, advocating for broader privacy protections surrounding reproductive healthcare information. Specifically, the letter targeted the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, the proposed rule, published by OCR in April of 2023, which proposed a number of revisions to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, HIPAA. 2. In particular, the proposed rule was intended to implement certain safeguards in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, as well as the various state laws which were either triggered or enacted thereafter. 3. The proposed rule attempts to achieve this goal by modifying the current provisions for use and disclosure of protected health information, PHI, for the purpose of conducting a criminal, civil, or administrative investigation into or proceeding against the individual, a healthcare provider, or other person in connection with seeking, obtaining, providing, or facilitating reproductive healthcare that, 1, is provided outside of the state where the investigation or proceeding is authorized and such healthcare is lawful in the state in which it is provided, 2, is protected, required, or authorized by federal law, regardless of the state in which such healthcare is provided, or, 3, is provided in the state in which the investigation or proceeding is authorized and that is permitted by the law of that state. 4. Although the letter predominantly praises and endorses the proposed rule, it also cites the need for even greater privacy protections for reproductive health care. By way of example, the proposed rule calls for additional recommendations for OCR to consider, including that OCR should adopt an independent definition of reproductive health. Although the proposed rule currently contemplates inclusion of reproductive health care as a subcategory of health care, the letter advocates for creation of a separate definition for reproductive health. 5. The letter suggests this revision is warranted as it would clarify that all covered entities, rather than only those providing gynecological or fertility-related care, would need to comply with the corresponding obligations. 6. Provide examples of reproductive health care. The letter contends that the proposed rule should include examples of what constitutes reproductive health care to further clarify OCR's efforts to capture care, services, and supplies that may not be directly related to fertility or pregnancy, such as gender-affirming care and assisted reproduction. 7. In effect, the examples would serve to reinforce OCR's efforts to cast a wide net. Clarify the definitions of birth and death. The letter calls for the proposed rule to define birth and death to clarify that termination of a pregnancy does not qualify as a public health reporting event. 8. As a result, the termination would likely be exempt from HIPAA's reporting requirements. 9. Expand application of prohibition on use or disclosure of PHI to further certain investigations or proceedings to other forms of healthcare. As noted above, the proposed rule prohibits certain uses or disclosures of PHI for the purpose of conducting a criminal, civil, or administrative investigation into or proceeding against persons involved in reproductive healthcare. 10. The letter suggests that this prohibition should be expanded to other categories of healthcare information, as patients should not be policed or criminalized for the type of healthcare they seek. 11. The letter cites gender-affirming services as an example. 12. Clarify that primarily for the purpose of qualifier. The proposed rule currently permits use or disclosure of PHI, U, unless such use or disclosure is primarily for the purpose of investigating or imposing liability on any person for the mere act of seeking, obtaining, providing, or facilitating reproductive health care. 13. The letter suggests that the primarily for the purpose of qualifier could be exploited to circumvent the goal of the proposed rule and thus the word primarily should be stricken to reduce such a risk. 14. Prohibit providers from